Hello, success builders. It's Mark Yeagy here, wealth architect and lifestyle investor. And you're tuned into the only podcast where we help you create your destiny from the ground up. More people than ever want to be happy and create freedom through winning investment strategies and a success mindset. In this show, we talk about making dreams come true through passive income, building a fun lifestyle on a foundation of freedom. If you're looking to take your life not just to the next level, but 10 levels up, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Wealth Architect Podcast. Now, let's go build your destiny. This is the Wealth Architect Podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of the Wealth Architect Podcast. We got a fantastic show lined up for you today. It's not just me, but it's one of my good buddies, a good friend of mine, and I can't wait for you to get some intro. So without further ado, let's get right to him. I want you to hear what this guy has to say. He's fun to listen to, but for 5 years, Jim's provided transformative experiences to high performers and entrepreneurs and around the world through his unique brand of coaching. He does speaking, he does events, and he's helped a ton of people, like eight-figure business entrepreneurs, world record holders, senior military leaders, top performing professionals. This guy is a rock star. He leverages his extensive life experience, and we're going to hear all about that today. And he encompasses everything from running a multi-million dollar engineering business in the past to canoeing the Yukon River, skiing the world's longest giant slalom race, wearing only a G-string, which is always interesting. And then he approaches his work and his life in a really fun and encouraging and courageous way. Welcome, Jim Hughes. Glad you're here, buddy.
Mate, thank you so much for having me. What a pleasure.
Yeah. So listen, I'm so glad you're here. You and I go back a long way now, several years, and we've been in, I don't know how many countries together, and we've had a lot of fun together, and hopefully there's a lot more in the cards from that. But why don't you just tell me a little bit about, your background, just kind of a quick story, kind of get us rocking and rolling here.
I'll try and do it in as concise a way as possible, but as you know, I'm fairly verbose, so I'll try my best. But I am currently living in the UK. For the last few years prior to this, I was living nomadically with my wife, Kim, who you also know. And prior to that, I was living in Australia for 5 years. Prior to that, living in Canada for 5 years. And I've been kind of on this journey of like studying when I was younger. Then I had 5 years of amazing fun and just irresponsibility living in Whistler. Then 5 years of doing the serious stuff of running a business and getting a proper job. My first proper job was when I was 26. And then this last few years has been a kind of blend of the fun and the serious. But during that time living in Australia, I became very burnt out, very frustrated, very misaligned with who I truly am, which I know I'm sure we'll get into it, was the catalyst for doing what I'm doing now, which is a coaching business, helping people become more aligned, help them tread their true path, help them move away from that position of feeling burnt out and where life just feels tough to where life feels effortless and they're making a greater impact, because ultimately that's what life is all about, is it not?
Yeah. So you've got a lot of, let's call it cojones, to go around and live in different places around the world, which I'm sure, because I'm a traveling person myself, makes you a more well-rounded person, at least more compassionate, more understanding of some cultures. And so that makes me want to know, like, what are you most passionate about? Like, you've gotten some breadth of experience around the world. So what makes you, what really gets you going? What makes you most passionate?
The thing I can't switch off when I'm talking to people, listening to people, whatever, is when I get a sense that they are not living their true path, when they're like either going through the motions or they're telling themselves a story that the path they're on is the right path, when I can smell the potential in them, that's what really gets me going. And when I'm allowed to help on that journey, it's really incredible. But when I'm kind of not, and because that's not the capacity of my relationship with them, then I find it so frustrating. I can't turn it off, but it fuels me so much.
Outwardly focused, like a lot of people, when I ask that question, will give you an answer about what they are passionate about. They're passionate about flying, or they're passionate, but you're outwardly focused. Like, I'm passionate about other people's frustrations or journeys or lack of potential that's fulfilled. Right. So that's really cool. I mean, that gives a whole spin on it. So what are one or two topics maybe that we want to talk about today? That's going to be good for our audience, the people that are listening at home.
Well, I know one of the purposes of this podcast, which I love, is help people create a life of freedom. And obviously, having been through that myself from a location perspective, and now from a business perspective as well, doing what I love, I would love to dig into that and where my area of interest is and knowledge is all about self-awareness and how self-awareness is what creates that life of freedom.
That's great. So you want to help people create a life of freedom. It's exactly what I want to do. I just happen to do it through passive income. I think you get a little bit more into what makes people tick and what makes people, you know, drive and how they can align things. And I love some of the stuff that you do. So, go into that a little bit more. What would you say are some of the mistakes that people make, right? Like I would say, and before I'll ask you the question, but I would say that most people kind of end up with getting into this thing because it's right there. Like you graduate college or whatever. We have this show called Seinfeld, right? That was a big show over here. And his neighbor across the way was Kramer. Right. And I think, you know, Kramer was this kooky guy and he was totally different from Jerry and they were really good friends. But I don't think they would have been really good friends if it weren't for the fact that he lived right across the hall from Kramer. Right. So I call it kind of the Kramerization of our life. Like we go through our life and somebody walks in and just because they're handy, they're right there, whether you believe they were supposed to be there or not, they're there. And now they're a part of your life. That seems to be the way people choose careers, choose significant others, choose their friends. Tell us a little bit more about how people can transform their lives or maybe the mistakes they make before they do so.
Yeah, well, I think you're bang on, and I'll give you share a quick story. I was literally just got off a coaching call with a guy who he's building a business. He's East Coast US. He's building a business at the moment, but he's kind of in that grind mode that I call. You know, you've got one end of the spectrum is aligned, the other end is grind. And I want to help people get out of that, but he's in it at the moment. And when we dug into it, I said, well, tell me about what if you could wave a magic wand. What if I put a gun to your head and I said, your business has to shut down tomorrow. How would you feel? And he said, and love his honesty, he said, I would be really excited by that. I would be relieved. And I said, well, why are you spending another second pursuing that path if ultimately you want to be getting out of it anyway? And when we dug into it, it was because the alternative, he'd only created one alternative in his mind, and that was going back to corporate. Right. And what he's doing now is better than corporate. So when those two things are the only options, then of course he's going to stick to doing what he's doing. So I was like, well, can we create space for another alternative, which is where you get to have your cake and eat it too, which I know society doesn't necessarily allow us to think.
Yeah.
Where you get to do what you love. You're inspired every day. It doesn't feel like work. You get to operate in your flow and you make a difference and you get paid for it. Can we just create space for that possibility to exist? And his shoulders like relaxed a bit more. He's breathing a bit differently. So I suppose that's a long-winded way of saying I agree with you that corporate was in his mind because it was the nearest thing, because he'd been there already. It was a known quantity. And our brains are designed for us to survive, not for us to thrive. So we often go to what we know, even if it's, you know, as the phrase says, better the devil you know.
Right.
So I suppose my question or my suggestion to anybody is just create space for that alternative and be really aware of what assumptions you're making when it comes to the choices that you are putting on your own table.
We're all a victim of our choices, guys, right? So you make the right choices in life. And everything in life is a choice, right? I have a saying, every decision or every choice in life has maintenance and consequences. And so if you make the right choice, if you are conscious about your choice, I should say, then you get to be the driver, right? Don't let somebody else tell you what their dream is that you should be doing. You choose the choice that you make. And so, you know, Jim is here telling us about the fact that, you know, he can transform his life. He's helping other people transform their lives. What are you going to do, listeners to the Wealth Architect podcast? What are you going to do to choose that life that you want? And I think that's a question we can kind of rhetorically leave out there. But I think the message from Jim is you are the driver of your own ship, right? You're the captain.
Yeah.
So make those choices and make them consciously. So what are some processes and solutions and things that you can offer to people or that you can help people with just by listening to our podcast here today that can help them start to think about those choices, start to make those transformations?
Well, the first starting point for me is self-awareness. And self-awareness is not just a kind of a once and done, oh, I did a course, now I'm self-aware. you know, I've spent over 100 grand on my own personal and professional development, and that's pounds. And I'm still learning all the time. I said something the other day, and I'm like, oh, I could have done a better job than that, Jim. Come on, where's this? You've learned better than this. But starting with self-awareness is absolutely critical. That's the foundation on which you can build a life of freedom. You know, for, like you just said, you have to know what freedom for you feels like, because your freedom is not the same as somebody else's freedom. Your desire, your vehicle for passive income is not the same as somebody else's passive income. I know, Mark, your investment strategy is not the same as my investment strategy, because I don't have the tolerance for details that you do. So I'm a buy and hold, but like, I know that based on my own personality. So as a quote that I've probably learned from you in the days gone by was, what gets measured gets managed. So you can use that in a financial, practical sense, but also from a self-awareness sense. If you have the awareness over what drives you, what de-energizes you, what inspires you, who you want to serve, what you're good at, what you're rubbish at, then you can start to build from that place.
Right. Okay, good. So we've got some self-awareness, and basically you have to invest in yourself, which I totally believe in. I think you should always work on getting better. I'm in my late 50s now, and my personal growth journey has not stopped. And that's why I do this podcast, because I feel like I have some things to share with the world that they can take nuggets out of my life and my guest's life and make their life better. And I don't want to stop. Like, I have a feeling when I'm 95 years old, I'll still probably have about 32 years left then, but I still want to keep learning. And it's fun. I love to learn. So for me, it's easy. You know, that's what I love to do. All right. So self-awareness is the first step to change. We know that. What would be another step? What would be another solution or another step in the transformation process?
Change your environment, or at the very beginning, be conscious of your environment. Do like an environmental audit, so to speak. And I don't mean your carbon footprint. I mean, who do you have in your life? From the people that you spend the most time with, so your family, your friends, your loved ones, your intimate relationships, your coworkers, but also beyond that, because they're the most influential, especially if you revere that, you know, respect their opinion. Yeah. But beyond that, what are the inputs that you receive every day? We receive thousands of inputs every day or every week, whether it's the radio, the TV, the Netflix programs, the Facebook channels, the Twitter feeds. Just be aware that all of those inputs over time are having a degree of impact, a very high degree of impact on your outputs.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to change the fruits, change the roots. So if you want to start moving towards a life of freedom and you do a quick environmental audit, mark it out of 10, like, how conducive is this? And you can break those down if you want. I've got an exercise to give my clients, but, you know, break it down to people you spend time with, the media you consume, mark them out of 10. How conducive are these elements of my environment to where I want to get to? Do these people support me on this journey, or do they want to hold me back because they are afraid of the person I am capable of becoming? And that sounds like a kind of a glib statement, but it's unbelievably common.
Yeah, we're mostly comfortable in our comfort zones, right?
And so the people around us are comfortable in that comfort zone as well. They know who we are, even if we have little tiffs every now and again. It's like, you know, we go back to that thing, best the devil you know. So right. Do this audit and then think, right, how can I change it? And you can start by the easy wins, like start listening to podcasts, more podcasts like this one. Start reading more positive books. And then you can start to go to networking events where there's going to be growth-minded people there. Start, be ruthless with the friends that you hang around with, not in a kind of unfriendly, rude, detrimental way, but in a loving sense for you and for them, to just check in and go, is this time worth it for me? Is this helping me get to the person I want to become, or is it holding me back?
Sure. Your tribe attracts your vibe, right? And your vibe attracts your tribe, right? They both work together. So surround yourself with the people that are going to fuel you rather than drive you down, right? People that have aligned values with you. So great. We've got a first step in self-awareness, invest in yourself, and then, you know, surround yourself and create that fertile environment for you to operate in so that you can transform your life, and you will be able to kind of move toward a life of freedom. Now, there's a movement toward the great resignation, at least we call it that over here, where people are realizing that they don't have to go to that same job that they hate. There's lots of choices. There's ways to be online and around the world or wherever you want to be, but they are now basically taking control of their lives. And it's a beautiful thing to see in a lot of ways. And it's also going to present some interesting challenges for the employment environment and the working environment and the economy, things like that. But those are, you know, from an individual perspective, very, very powerful. So what would you say are some of the key takeaways that people can have? And then let's go into what one action an audience member can take here to start to transform their life and start to live a life of more freedom as they define it.
I would say the first action they can take is to, I'd say, sit down and either, and this is, again, comes down to personal choice. So are you a writer? Are you a meditator? Are you someone who thinks when you run? Find out what works for you, but just sit down and be brutally honest with yourself and go, right, how close am I to living this life of freedom, to treading my true path? Because that first step of understanding, of awareness, of honesty is what you build off of. Because if your current, if your current thing is like a six, or you only accept or allow yourself to admit that it's a 6 out of 10,
right?
Whereas it, and it might be a 3. If a big decision is about to come up, a 6 out of 10 is usually not painful enough to want us to move away from.
Right.
Now, I'm not saying you manufacture pain or discomfort that doesn't exist in your life, but just go as far down as it actually does exist, if that makes sense. And you can do that through chatting to a really good friend of yours who you are, who is further down the line than you in this sense. You could do it through being honest in a journal and just asking yourself some questions and seeing what comes up, but having that conversation with yourself. And then you can start to move forwards. That, okay, right, who is where I want to be? Let's surround myself with those people.
Nice. And I know that you have a process for doing this. Maybe we can get into that in just a second here. But I remember a couple of years ago, you actually put me through a part of your process, and you're a big believer in assessments and taking those assessments early on so that you go back to that self-awareness that you were talking about a minute ago, right? Who are you and who do you want to be? And are they aligned, right? Are they aligned with your purpose and your goal for freedom, whatever that freedom means for you, whether it's time freedom, money freedom, location freedom, people freedom. There's lots of different ways to define it. So what is one resource that the audience can receive from you to maybe get them started thinking in this direction, started on that journey?
Well, I had this test working. I was working on this test for years, and it was called an alignment test. Went through different revisions, but then a few months ago, we settled on what its current format, and we absolutely love the impact it has. It's called the Find Your True Path Quiz. And it can be taken through my website, and it takes about 3 minutes, and it ends up, it's called a quadrant graph. But for those of you, just listening to this, not looking at the video, imagine like a plus symbol in maths, and you've got the four quadrants, the top left, top right, bottom left, bottom right. And through the questions, you will land in one of those quadrants, in one area in one of those quadrants. And that will indicate or give you an idea of how close to your true path or your playground, as we like to call it, you're currently sort of sitting or playing, and to what extent you know yourself. Because for us, it's all about knowing yourself and then finding your playground from that. So being in that top right quadrant. So that quiz takes about 3 minutes, really simple questions, and it gives you just an initial starting point. So, oh, right, this is where I am. And then it gives you some actionable points to move on beyond that.
Listeners, if you don't have 3 minutes to try to figure out what your journey is on creating freedom in your life, then I really can't do much to help you. Jim has a process. He's giving it to you for free. Jim, can you give us the URL so that people can write that down or remember it really easily? They can go for it, either now or right after the podcast. If you don't do it now, by the way, everybody, you guys know you're not going to do it. So let's do it now. What is that URL, Jim?
Always holding people accountable, Mark. Love it. my website is becomeuntamed.com. And then on the top menu is take the quiz.
Okay. So you go to becomeuntamed.com. There's also another URL I think you offer. It's becomeuntamedquiz.com, isn't it?
Yes. So if you want to go straight to the quiz itself, it's becomeuntamedquiz.com. I love the fact you know my URLs better than I do, Mark. Thank you for that. But yeah, go straight to the website, then you can go to the quiz through that, or you can see all the other amazing resources that we have on.
Okay, cool. So listen, if you could have, this is a question I ask everybody, right? If you could have coffee or tea with any human, past or present, who would it be and why would it be that person?
I would love to sit down with Mark Yegi. I nearly said that's a Freudian slip.
Okay, well, we got that going on. Check that off.
Just
the
cut there. With Richard Branson. The many reasons. I'd like to sit on his island, Necker Island, and have a coffee with him there. He's just an inspiring bloke. He's somebody who knows himself. He knows that he operates best as a visionary. He's not a manager. And he positions himself and his business with that in mind. So he's in flow all the time. He's designed a life that leverages his strengths and his skills and his passions. He does the world record holding attempts, you know, getting across the Atlantic in a balloon. And yep. He's just not afraid to push the envelope. And I absolutely love that about him.
It just went into space last year and some cool stuff.
Incredible. Right? And he's in his 70s now. It's just insane.
Yeah. Yeah. And he seems like the coolest dude. If you could leave the world with just one piece of advice, what would that be?
Life is too short to not tread your true path.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Life is too short. And then let's just go back to those free resources that I know, maybe that you know now, and you could tell everybody where they could find you, where they could take your quiz, where they could find out more about you if they want to get involved in, you know, creating this life of freedom that you so you're constantly talking about and living on. So I'd love to just spread that word one more time, if you would.
Yeah, of course. So the quiz is the Find Your True Path quiz, and you get that through the URL becomeuntamedquiz.com or my main website, Become Untamed, and then you can see loads of other videos and links to stuff we do on there.
Gosh, great. Jim, thanks for being here with us. And I hope you really inspired some people to create a life of freedom, and I really appreciate your being here. So thanks a lot.
Mark, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for having me. And I hope it's inspired a few people out there too.
I know it has. So listen, everybody, never give up your power in your health, your wealth, or your time. That's a big thing. And we'll see you next time on the Wealth Architect Podcast. You've been listening to the Wealth Architect Podcast with Mark Yeagy. Follow us on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Like and subscribe on YouTube. Share and tell your friends. See you soon.